Dick was a nice guy who always seemed to be the last one to know about anything. One day, Dick overheard some coworkers talking about the LA Edge Web Radio Network and how they loved the shows that were on it. Dick was curious, but his procrastination took over and he never checked it out. Don't be a dick. Listen to LA Edge Web Radio.
The following program is an LA Edge Web Radio exclusive and is rated NC-17 for adult language and content. That means if you do not condone adult language and content and do not want your child exposed to adult language and content, then turn this shit off right now. LA Edge Web Radio is not responsible for the upbringing of your child or is not responsible for what your child listens to or is exposed to. LA Edge Web Radio strongly supports the broadcasting rating system and therefore does not condone anyone under the NC-17 age rating listening to this program. Thank you. Now, on to the show. What's up, everybody? I am that guy, and you are listening to That Podcast with That Guy. And I believe this is episode 5. I think. Don't quote me on that. But how y'all doing? Excuse me. Got a little bit of a sinus thing going on. I think it's just from all this East Coast crazy weather here in the North Atlantic. We're getting some... We're getting like this really weird... warm weather, cold weather, rain. We had a hailstorm here that was like, it was coming down like snow. It was crazy. I mean, we're located here in Maryland. We fall into that jet stream Ohio Valley weather pattern, and it's crazy. So everybody's sick here, so please bear with me. I really would appreciate it. Thank you. But no, today we're going to be talking about what I would like to consider my public address to the public. Because I saw a post on Facebook by one of my friends, and I will leave them remain anonymous. But it really made me think about this, and I really wanted to talk about it. But my friend had asked, you know, he brought up a point about President Obama versus President Trump, and he said, you know, he's never met someone who likes both. They either hate Obama and love Trump, or love Obama and hate Trump, and or they love Trump and hate Obama, sorry. And so it really made me start to think, is it a race thing? Is it a ignorance thing? Or is it just a political standing thing? And I can only answer it from my personal aspect. And that is, I try not to hate anybody. You know, hate is such a strong, strong word. And people just throw it around like the F word today. You know, and people really don't think about just the sense of the word hate. And that's why I would like to address you all and just have you all think about the word hate and just how significant that word can be when you say I hate you, or a kid says I hate you, you know, or I really hate that. That's hate is like the deepest you can go on despising something. And so for somebody to say they really hate President Obama, I don't understand that. Like, I don't hate President Obama. Hell, I voted for the guy the first time around because I wanted to see change. You know, he wanted to bring change. So I said, good, I'm going to see what this guy can do. Unfortunately, he really didn't do anything. And our country's now more in debt. And there was Obamacare, but now that's failing in a lot of states because the premiums are triple. And so I can understand where people are disappointed with the 2-year term of President Obama. Nothing was really done to help change this country. If anything, our country has gotten worse because of race and because of hate. The whole police shooting suspects or African Americans has really become a very big problem in this country. And I think that that's what's led to a lot of people making judgments based on how they feel about President Obama, but how they also are being fed by the media. And that's one thing that we need to take a look at in this episode. Is it really our own personal feelings? Or is it just what we've been taught? And it's not because of anything that we have to blame on ourselves or on our parents or grandparents or anyone who raised us to follow a certain moral path. It's really, we really need to focus the blame on the media, whether it be printed, whether it would be televised, whatever it may be, whether it's audio, video. The media always has had a way of writing or saying or viewing things to try to persuade us to think the same way. And I think that's what's happened with America over the last, 50, 60 years. We've always been taught that, you can't go to that part of the town because that's where the black people live and it's very bad. Or you can't go over there because that's where the Hispanic people live, it's very bad. And it's like, were the Hispanics or the African American people being told the same thing about staying away from the white side or vice versa? I was always raised to just, be nice to people. Treat people how you would expect them to treat you. And that's how I've always tried to treat people. If you treat me nice, I treat you nice. If you're dramatic and bitchy and treat me like crap, I'm going to treat you like crap, or I'm just going to ignore you. Because I just don't have time to deal with stupid, petty things in life, like someone not liking someone because of a skin color. I don't have time for that. I don't base any of my likes or dislikes on anyone based on skin color, based on religion, based on political stance. I base my feelings of like or dislike on someone based on their actions and on their words. And that's just how I've always been. If you're going to be a shitty person, you're going to be a shitty person. It doesn't take me not liking you to make you a shitty person. It took you being a shitty person that is what made me not like you. But the problem with today's society, and this is why I want to address all of you, we don't own our actions. We're always so quick to point the finger if we're called out on something else. We're so quick to deny that we're acting a certain way, even though somebody tells us we're acting a certain way. Because we don't like being wrong. We've been spoiled, America. We really have. We've been raised in this country where we're free to say and do whatever we want, and it's gotten out of hand. Now people act like idiots. People act they're acting a fool, if you would, because they can't be wrong. It's just sickening to be in a discussion or disagreement with someone, and no matter what you tell them, they have some kind of deflector to bounce it off of somebody else. It's never them. It's always the other person. And that's what's wrong with today. And that's why we don't get along. Because nobody wants to admit they're wrong. All it would take is somebody saying, you know what, man? Hey, if you're bringing this to my attention, I don't realize I do it, but if I'm doing it, I'm really sorry. And I will try to work on it. And thank you for bringing it to my attention. That's a true friend. Because here's the thing. We need to start telling each other what we need to hear and not what we want to hear. Because that's the whole problem with today's society. That's why, as a whole, this country is going to hell very quickly. Because there's so much hate. There's so much racism. There's so much judgment based off of an appearance. people don't judge others based on their actions anymore. They immediately make a judgment call and they say, okay, well, that person's black, or that person's brown, or that person's just a different color than I am. Their pigmentation of their skin is different, so they must be different than me. And really deep down, nobody looks at the inner part of people, the interior. Everybody always judges on the exterior. We need to start looking at each other interior. Because how do you know that that person's different than you? How do you not know that that person and you may have more in common than you realize, and you and that person could become very good friends? You don't, because you're so quick to just want to judge. Because the media has told us over the years that these certain types of groups of people act this way, and they act that way, and the crime is so high in this area of a city, and the crime is so low in this area of a city. Well, you know, yeah, part of it does fall on the people because of the actions that they make, but not every single person that may live in the hood is out there gunslinging or slinging dope or whatever else you want to believe that that's what happens in the hood. There are good people who live in the inner city neighborhoods. Good people who want it to be better just as much as I do, and just as much as maybe you do. If you're like myself, you just want to be able to live in peace and just honestly just get along with people. Be able to smile at someone and have them smile back, or say hello to someone and have them say hello back. Instead of you saying hello and them look at you like you're speaking a completely different language they don't understand. You know, we are becoming a very greedy, ignorant, and hateful society in this country. And the only people that can change it are us. Because the media is going to continue to slam and preach negativity and create dramatics that's going to make us as a whole reflect everything that they're saying and doing. You know, they're going to tell us, oh, well, this, you know, President Obama did this and this and this and this. And we're going to listen to that, and we're going to base our opinion off of somebody else's views. I don't have a problem with President Obama. Do I think he was a good president? Not really. But there's not a lot of presidents in the history of this country that I can say were good presidents. He's not the only one. Do I like Donald Trump? Absolutely not. Did I vote for him? Yes. Because he was the better of two evils. I don't like Hillary. That's just my view. My personal view on Hillary Clinton is that I think Hillary Clinton should be in prison. Because if it would have been a general or anyone else in that position, they would have suffered the consequences of their actions. And that's just my personal opinion. You may like Hillary Clinton. You may have wished she got president. You may still believe that the Russians helped rig the election. I don't know. I don't get involved in that kind of stuff. Like I said, I don't like Donald Trump as a person. I think he's arrogant. I think he's egotistical. I think he's a pig. But when it comes to believing that he really does want to change this country, I do believe that he has more of a chance of making a change than what we've seen over the last 20 years. Because really, look at it. Our country's been a cookie cutter. You know, the same things, the same laws, the same stories, everything's the same. Everybody slams the current presidents. That's all they ever do. We never ever talk about the positivity of what could come out of the presidents. You know, nobody ever praised President Obama. Nobody ever praised President Bush. Nobody ever praised President Clinton. You know, and nobody's going to praise Donald Trump. It's just, that's just what the media does. They're it's like the presidents, they're little lab rats, and they're getting out their dissection kits, and they're just going to try to pick it apart and show all the bad parts of it and just get rid of the good parts. And that's exactly what the media does. They dissect everything, but they only want to show you the bad parts of it. They don't want to show you the good, because then that would mean that we possibly could become a better society. We need to take back our country, folks. We need to take back our communities. We need to stop with all the hate. We need to stop with all the never admitting we're wrong. And I'm just as guilty of it, but I have been trying to do a better job of saying, you know what? I am wrong. You know, I didn't look at it that way. And so I've been really looking at different things and different aspects and looking at different people's views on things before I make a true judgment call. You know, I have my own personal view, but I'm not going to allow that to be what dictates the rest of my life. I'm going to allow other people's views to kind of allow me to gain more information and a better understanding that may help me alter my view. But that's just one person. I'm only one person. We all need to do this. We all need to be a better place, or provide a better place, a better country, a better community for all of us. Because if we're going to actually be able to live and be happy in life, we all need to work on it. You know, we can no longer cause drama. You know, like, I've made a huge transformation in my life recently to where I'm no longer the guy where I used to be the peacekeeper. I used to be the guy that would be like, hey guys, let's calm down, you know, let's just get along. I'm not like that anymore. I look at it like this. Unless I'm the one causing drama, I'm calling you out. And I would hope that if I'm causing drama, if I'm causing drama, I would hope somebody else would call me out on it. Because I don't have time for it. I really don't. I don't have time to deal with petty crap. I mean, I'm almost 45 years old, and I have friends of mine who act like they're in middle school. You know, they have beef with everybody. They have beef with everything. Their jobs suck. Their lives suck. But yet they're not doing anything else or anything in their power to make it better. They just continue the same patterns. But yet they're not the one that's at fault. And I've always been confused by that. Maybe it's because I've been exposed to so many different social environments and social cultures in my life. Because growing up, I moved a lot. My parents were divorced twice by the time I was 6 years old. I grew up in a broken home. I moved around, attended 19 schools between kindergarten and 12th grade. I've moved over 30 times. I met a lot of people. You know, I've lived in the country to the point of where I was working at a dairy farm. I've lived in the inner city to the point of where I witnessed a man trying to break into our apartment. So I've lived on pretty much the scale of everything from the inner city. I mean, I'm talking the inner city of Norfolk, Virginia. We lived in the project area of Norfolk, Virginia, because my father was in the Navy. And my mother, I believe she was working at a pharmacy or something. But there wasn't a lot of money. You're talking the 70s, you know, and so we couldn't really afford it. The military sure as hell wasn't paying their guys a lot. They aren't today. So, I mean, imagine what it was in the 70s. You know, my father was probably making ends meet for us. So we couldn't afford to live anywhere better. So we lived in downtown Norfolk. And it's for those people who've never been to Norfolk, Virginia, it's come a long way. But there are still areas, Chesapeake, Portsmouth, areas that still produce a lot of criminal activity. And, you know, I just happened to grow up in that area. And so I never judged people, though. You know, I always made friends. I've always, and I still to this day, I have friends of all races, all creeds, all religions, all political stances. Because that's just, I like meeting people. I like knowing people. I like knowing their stories in life and what life has given them and what they've accomplished. I like learning about that. I don't like getting involved in drama, you know? It's just not worth it. I've dealt with enough drama in my life. I don't talk to either of my parents. And I just don't have time for it, you know? It's just very, very, to me, it's drama to me is such an anxiety issue, because I deal with depression, I deal with anxiety, I take meds for it, you know, I'm sure a lot of you do. But to me, whenever drama starts rising up, I can feel my body tense up. I can feel that, like, I just feel that very uncomfortable feeling, you know, like when you're in, when you were in school and the teacher was passing out the test and you were nervous about the test. I get like that, you know. A lot of you brainiacs out there were probably looking forward to the tests. I was just looking forward to smelling them. You remember that? Oh God, they smelled so good. The Xerox machines back in the 70s and 80s were awesome. But anyway, but no, I mean, you know, I deal with a lot of anxiety issues, and I have my whole life, but it's really gotten a lot worse the older I've gotten. And I'm trying to eliminate having as much drama as possible in my life. I don't need it. I don't want it. There's always going to be drama. I know that, but I'm trying to save those moments for whenever they occur. I don't want to surround myself with it and then add more to it. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't have time for drama. You know, if you're going to bring drama, don't even bother with me. Seriously. I mean, I'm dead serious. Like, and this goes out to anybody, my family, my friends. If you're going to bring drama, please. My anxiety can't take it. Truly, it can't. I'm a ball of nerves every single time that it occurs. And you know, so every time that somebody just talks about something with society that I look at like, really? That's petty. You know, like, oh, well, this person's not talking to me. Or, you know, this job sucks. Or my parents this. Or my kids that. Or whatever. You know, it's like, deal with it. You know, don't get me involved, please. Because I have nothing to do with it. And I don't want anything to do with it. If you're having issues with someone else, someone who does not affect my immediate circle, speaking of my wife, my son, our soon-to-be baby, you know, my immediate family, I don't have time for it, and I'm not anymore. I just can't. And that's what I think we need to do in society. We need to stop. We truly just need to stop getting ourselves involved in drama. I mean, to me, social media is a great thing because it allows other people to meet other people, get to know other people. But at the same time, social media has been nothing but a drama fest. I mean, it gives people the opportunity to say things and do things that they're too afraid to say to someone face to face. You know, I mean, people always are on the defense, it seems like, and I don't understand. Why, as a society, we still allow drama? Like, I don't know. I to me, honestly, I'm very, very, like, I'm just very confused by it all. I don't know why people live to have drama in their life. I just don't get it. It's like, to me, if someone loves having drama in their life, that's got to be some kind of mental issue. I mean, isn't it? If you really just live to bitch or complain or, you know, have some kind of negative attention in your life, that has to be some kind of mental issue. Because I can't understand, I would not be able to live my life having constant negativity. I just couldn't do it. It would be exhausting. You know, like you just got beat down, you know, with a baseball bat. It would feel like just mentally, just, I don't even, man, I just couldn't even explain it. I can't even fathom what that would be like to constantly have drama in my life. And people do it. And that's why we're the way we are today as a society. Because everybody gets involved in everybody else's drama. I stay out of it. You know, I rarely comment on people's posts anymore. From time to time, maybe. If it's something positive, I will. Something funny. But if it's something negative, I don't bother. Because it's like, why continue to help serve that can of worms? You know, they've already opened it. Don't help them pour it out. Because that's all we're doing. We're just adding fuel to the fire. You know, even like I've tried in the past where I've had friends where I've seen them post something negative and I've tried to come back with something positive. Well, then they counteract it with something negative. You know, like, oh yeah, well, oh, that's true, but, and it's like, okay, that right there immediately tells me they're just doing this just to rant. They're doing this to try to get some kind of negative attention so they can just go on a rant with someone who's going to feed into them. I'm not that person. I'm stepping away. And I leave the post. Because it's best just to walk away. And I know that's so cliche because we've been told that our whole lives, you know, just walk away. But really, walk away. I mean, really, just simply leave the post, leave the conversation. Whatever you have to do. If you're in a conversation, you can see that it's just one-sided. Nothing you say is going to convince the other person any other way than what they want to think. Then just walk away from it. Don't cut it off. You know, don't. Just give yourself some space. Let that person reevaluate their lives and themselves. Let them see if they can figure out what it is about them that doesn't make you want to have them in your immediate circle of happiness, if you want to put it. I don't know what you want to call it. I like to call it, I don't even have a name for it. I have certain people that I surround myself with because they bring positivity. They make me laugh. They enlighten me. You know, they give me something new, you know, new aspects and new perspectives to check out. Not negative, 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 bitch, complain, bitch, complain. I don't have time for that. It's too much. You know, if I was in middle school, sure, go ahead, bitch away. I'm sitting at the lunch table. I only have 30 minutes to have to listen to this and it's back to class. Go at it. But when I'm in my 40s, there is no way I'm listening to somebody's complaints. I'm just not. Because here's the thing. You got to start at the basics, folks. Are we alive and breathing? Yes. Are we able to move? Yes. Are we able to get along with people socially? Yes. Now, if you answered that last one with no, then there's your problem. It's not society, it's you. But that's what the problem with society is that there's too many individuals. Now, granted, yes, we are all individuals in our own sense. But I mean there's too many individuals on the aspect of individuals who are not willing to change. And that's just society in general. That's society in a whole. And all I can do is just have this podcast in hopes of convincing you all to just try to live a little better. You know, try to eliminate that drama you bring or that negative tension. Oh my God, that's one thing that people don't even realize is that people put off a tension and it's like they bring this rain cloud with them. And I feel like popping an umbrella open every time they're around because people bring such negative tension that they don't even realize that that's what their life has become, that all they do is just complain. And until people start assessing themselves and taking responsibility for their own actions, we're just going to continue to be this kind of society, folks. And it's sad to say that. But, you know, that's what people choose to do. I don't. I like to spread as much positivity as possible. You know, I'm a disabled vet. I live with chronic pain. I'm every day I'm in pain. Every day I don't get a lot of sleep. But you know what? I'm alive. I'm well. And I try to look at everything positive that I can. Despite all the drama and negativity that I could just preach based just off of my level of pain. But I choose not to. I used to. I used to post about it on Facebook all the time. I was such a little bitch about it. But now, you know what? I look at it like this. This is my problem. You know, it's not somebody else's. I'm not going to try to bring other people down because of my problem. Yes, the people out there are saying, well, we want to be supportive. And I appreciate that. And I know those of you who are very supportive of it. You've proven that to me. And I'm very, very gracious, very thankful and appreciative for that. I love you all for that. But this, I just can't bring drama to the table. I just can't do it anymore. I can't. You know, I look at other people's faces. The next time, here's a little test for you all before we end this, because I just have a little bit of time left. But the next time you're in a situation, and if you catch yourself complaining, look around at everybody's faces. Are they intrigued to really want to listen, or do they have this kind of look on their face that they feel uncomfortable? Take that test. Or the next time that you're at a function and somebody is bitching and complaining, do the same thing. Look at everybody else's faces. Do they look like they're happy to be a part of it? Or do they look like, oh my God, I just can't wait to get the hell out of here? Just do it. Observation is the best way to gain a sense of your surroundings. You don't have to ask. You don't have to say a word. Just watch. And that's all we have. That's it. That's all I have for you this week. Just try to live a better life. Try to be a better influence. Try to set the example for the rest of society to follow. You know, the next time you're at the store, do what I do. If you see an elderly person making their way to the store, hey, help them out. Grab a cart for them. You know, hold a door for them if it's not electric doors. Hold a door for them at a wherever. You know, hold the elevator for somebody who's really wanting to use it. Don't be a dick. I mean, really, that's what society needs to change. We need to stop being such dicks to one another, because that's all we do. We're always trying to one up, you know, like, oh, I got this tattoo. Oh yeah, well, look at this tattoo. You know, that's cool, man, but don't be a dick about it. You know, just appreciate the fact that you're alive. Appreciate the fact that you're breathing. Appreciate the fact that you have the ability to live in a country where you can say and do whatever you please without adding a criminal sense to it, of course. But if you just choose to get in your vehicle and go down to DC for the day, you can do it. If you choose to get your vehicle and go to the mountains, you can do it. You know, you have the freedom to do what you want. Just don't take it for granted by bitching and complaining and bringing negative attention to yourself. You know, if it's attention you're seeking, surround yourself with people who's going to bring positive attention. Don't surround yourself with people who's going to bring negative attention. And that's all I have for you this week, folks. I am Chris. You've listened to that podcast with that guy. And before I go, always remember, live how you want to be remembered. For this week's podcast, again, I am Chris. I thank you all for tuning in. And I want to leave you with a song by a DC area hip-hop artist and rapper, Niz. I know Niz personally, and he's a really, really cool guy. So I felt this song was fitting based on this week's topic. So here's Niz with Only Way.
Off, y'all straight. Still play cards. scars in my face, just state cars in my back, just police. They told me if I make start and they back, but I may start up my goal, and he may start up that strap. See, I take hearts for these tracks. I bleed blood in these streets, get all these memes in these streets, get off my peanuts. I'm gonna eat yellow, that Santa Fatima. But damn, I'm a dreamer, and this money's so appealing. I'm finna damage the scene. Rough up whispers, they say it loud. That nigga Nizzy up next, and she say a whack. Well, hell, that's probably my ex, and I need a night in the Westin. We drinking, no resting. She crossed me, then she walked. That bitch, no different pedestrian. Let's check out projectiles. Niggas, I know they X'd out when I open, when I rest round. And since I became the best round here, and I'm sure you can see my ADD. My only goal is the ADD. My only fear is this right here. That my pop or die, boy, make me me. Got plans, I got vicious. My man's over these bitches. These old pants over these sixes. As I stand over these trenches, I got plans, I got vicious. Couple mans that acted like bitches. Couple girls that treat me like family. They got more heart than these niggas. I see, and I see. Yeah. Had another seat for them sleepers. I was plotting this takeover back when me and Trenton had beepers. Yeah. But that was on though. Hell yeah, it's on though. Matter of fact, I was saying that shit since back when O had cornrows. But let's go. Only way to go is up. That's my motto, so they know what's up. If you down, a nigga stay down. If you round a nigga, stay round. I got sight to see my way round. Hands to fight my way through. Nose to smell that bullshit. Fuck what niggas say to keep my head up in the clouds. That's usually that loud. I've been shooting for the stars. I don't see me coming down. Oh, what's up?
Who was that? That nigga Niz? Man, fuck that snake ass nigga. Check this out. Motherfucking tax return just came in. Baby mama gonna let me get the keys to the whip. We about to go out and stun on these niggas.
Only snake I can be is a black mamba. With these rap conjure, look at the facts, sit back, wander. I tried to rob a house, my girl was like, hell nah, that's back karma. Give me back mama, shit. Give me back Willie Mae, give me carefreeness, that's back in the day. Matter of fact, that's 03, blow tree. Low key, that we head to wherever more we proceed. Head high like nosebleeds, anyone to know me, no heat. The type of nigga to grab a bad bitch and head ass a OE. I won't stop till my niggas got flow seats. Matter of fact, I won't stop there either. Cause I'm sick as fuck, it's just a couple bucks, man. I don't think we'll stop this fever. Tell my nigga, pick me up, I got boot time. You got boot time, nigga, that can wait. Even if your crew is on, you niggas screw times. I give a fuck, niggas gon' get eight. Let me set this straight. I never quit rapping these niggas, this making it whack. I'm leaving the crib in the morning, whenever intentions are making it back. Because of these raps, I feel cornered. Wake up in the morning, good morning, love. She kissed me to tell me to get it. I tell her I got it, no worries, I point up. Only way to go is up. That's my motto, so they know what's up. If you down, a nigga, stay down. If you round, a nigga, stay round. I got sight to see my way round. Hands to fight my way through. Nose to smell that bullshit. Fuck what niggas say to keep my head up in the clouds. That's usually that loud. I've been shooting for the stars. I don't see me coming down. Oh, what's up?